Welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always a pleasure, MZ.
Pleasure is mine, JP.
Indeed so. So, salt or no salt?
Oh, salt.
Salt. And does it have to be pink Himalayan salt, or is salt good?
Just salt.
Salt is good. Kosher or treif?
I like kosher.
Kosher is always better than treif.
C is fine.
Yeah, you know, kosher is better than treif. That's what I say. So we're talking about margaritas. The margarita can be a very simple thing. And for me, it's lime juice, agave syrup, and tequila. And I like to use a reposado tequila. Blanco tequila is traditional, right? But I like a reposado tequila because there's nothing else in the margarita.
So you want a little bit of quality, a little more. You don't do any citrus? Like you don't add Grand Marnier or Cointreau or something like that?
So this is the other
triple
question.
Triple sec?
Yes. So do you want some
blue
kind
Curacao.
Of... all of the above. Do you want an orange liqueur in there? I don't. And some people add an orange liqueur and also some limoncello. And all this kind of makes it a little bit goopy and a little bit sweet for me. But if you want to go the orange liqueur route, Cointreau or Grand Marnier, I would go Grand Marnier. Why not go big, as it were? But
I go with what I got.
Exactly. Whatever's in the house is just
exactly
great. Now, Martha Stewart Living in their May of 2021 has some nice variations on the theme, and that is you could do your margarita with some grapefruit juice and some honey. You could put some honey at the bottom of the shaker and some hot water and, you know, make a nice little simple syrup out of that, and you could add some tequila, some pink grapefruit juice, and a little lime juice. That might be super nice.
Actually, I think that would be super nice. I'm a huge grapefruit fan.
Unless you're on Lipitor, not so good if you're, you know, if you're me. But nevertheless, maybe I cheat that day. No, don't do that, says Dr. Gold. All right. Also, how about this? Tart cherry and ginger. I like this a lot.
Oh, I like it already.
Do you like ginger liqueur, this Domaine de Canton or some sort of ginger liqueur?
I've never sipped it straight, but I've had it in things. I love ginger. I love ginger as a profile. I love ginger beer.
Yeah, me too. The Dark and Stormy. Is a winner for me. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And I love cherry. I love tart cherry.
Exactly. So an ounce of ginger liqueur, some unsweetened pure tart cherry juice. They recommend Ocean Spray, some lime juice, and some tequila, of course. Put a Luxardo cherry in it, and voila.
That sounds good. That
Doesn't
actually
it?
Sounds like a nice transition. Something that you could serve at Thanksgiving.
How about this? A spicy sweet frozen mango. I think this is interesting. Some chili lime salt, some frozen mango cubes being, you know, mango puree that you freeze, a bit of tequila, a little orange liqueur, and some lime juice. Too much?
I like mangoes. Like, I like eating mangoes out of hand, but I don't know. It's a little tropical for my tastes.
You think this margarita might be a bit out of hand? I think if it was blazing
I don't
hot.
Like strawberry margaritas and all of that kind of stuff. And the frozen ones, I'm not a tropical person. Send me to the Arctic, but not to the tropics.
In which case, we come back to where we were at the beginning. Let's start at the very beginning, as they say. It's a very good place to start. And that would be your margarita should have a reposado tequila, a bit of lime juice, and some agave syrup. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
I'm Maria Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.